What year were you born in?
What year was I?
Yeah.
1907.
1907. And where? What community were you born in?
I was in Centerville after I was 5 years old.
Oh.
I lived, I was born on the road going into Scotts Bay. They called it the Bay Road, Scotts Bay Road.
Wait, was that in the valley or on the mountain?
That was on the mountain.
So Katie, what was your maiden name?
My maiden name was Frail.
Frail. So what was your whole name? Catherine?
No, just Katie.
Katie.
No.
Do you have a middle name?
My second name was Althea.
Heard that name.
Katie Althea.
That's a lovely name. Katie Althea Frail.
That was my mother's middle name also.
That was your mother's middle name?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you what your parents' names were.
My father? Walter.
Walter Frail.
Father was the oldest, and Wallace was the youngest.
And what was your mother's name?
My mother, her name was Georgia, you know, George Bennett.
Bennett.
Georgia Althea Bennett.
So you grew up in Centerville, and did you stay there? Were you there while you were a teenager? You could live there when you were a teenager?
Yes, I anxiously waited for springtime to come, when the new year would start, so I could go to school. Because the schoolhouse, I just had to walk down the front steps in our house, and there was the walk. Not paid by anything, but just a dry, hard walk. Okay. And I could step right off the bed, and I was in the schoolyard.
Oh,
so I spent a lot of time there with kids before I began to go myself.
So you watched them go off to school and you wanted to go with them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you were in the middle.
I was exactly in the middle.
Yeah.
And now I'm the oldest one.
Oldest, are you?
So it made, just all in a jiffy, it made me feel I was getting old.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, when Ross, my son, died, well, that was the only boy I had living. And I lost him and two sisters.
Oh, Katie, that's hard.
Mm.
Boy, that's hard.
Well, it was such a big change.
Yeah. Oh.
I taught it my first year down at Blomidon.
Blomidon.
Right. And I thought that was the most wonderful place. It was so beautiful and we could see right across into Wolfville.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see all over the place. It was gorgeous. And I always loved that place.
Mm-hmm.
But I taught 1 year down at Blomidon only, and I was beginning to see the need. If you're going to teach others, you needed to know more than they did. I went back. And I started grade 12, and I went the half year, and my teacher was, you still know her.
That was at Kings County Academy, though, was it?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, I stopped at the half year, and because they were wanted teachers then, on went over Woodlawn, I took it. Well, after school started the next year. Yeah, I started there in August, the last month of 1926.
Mm-hmm. So you moved up there. Did you know people up there at the time?
No, not really, except one family. There was an Ogilvie family who had one son by the name of Sam Ogilvie, and he was a blacksmith. Shop down at the corner where you turn to go to Canning, you know, from Centerville to Canning.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And
he was from the mountain? He was from Burlington?
He had a brother living in Burlington who had married a relative of my father's. She had come from in Chester. And Sam, I guess he must have told them I was coming. So they were the only people that I knew over there.
His family lived there?
He had a family with children going to school. Yeah, they were the first people, naturally, to invite me to their home. And it was lovely. I enjoyed their company. And she had taught there, too.
Oh.
That's what brought her to Woodlawn.
Oh, my. Where did they live?
Right, the next house to where Daryl Armstrong has. You know, down and right across them, down in the field, there was a house too.
Right. That would have been Earl.
Huh?
Earl's father.
Earl.
Okay. That's the house that I live in now.
You're living in Earl Ogilvie.
That's right. And yeah.
And made over some, but
yeah,
it was a cozy spot.
It's lovely.
Dear, when she was died of cancer.
Was that his first wife? Did you say?
Mm-hmm.
So she taught at Woodlawn as well,
yeah.
Before you?
Yeah.
Was it Neil and Gerald Ogilvie that you taught?
Earl was their father, right? Abram was his father.
Right.
Was Earl's father.
Right. Do you remember Abram?
Abram died just before I went there.
He did.
And that his wife still lived. I met her. Wow. She was a lovely person, too.
Was she still living in that home?
Yes.
Was she?
And the first place I ever was where they had, they called the breakfast nook.
Yeah.
Tiny. I thought that was so different, and I loved it. I spent, I often was over there and I read. So I loved to sit down and read in there.
Mm.
She was a great reader.
Was she?
And she had books of all kinds.
You taught there. How old would you have been then when you first moved to Woodlawn?
That was in 1926 when I went to Woodlawn.
19, probably. Just 19?
Yeah.
Where did you live when you first moved there?
When I went to teach,
right.
You mean. Yeah. Over at the next corner. That corner of that road that goes down to the shore, the other one.
The Nollet Beckwith Road you lived on with the Marshalls, wasn't it?
Beckwith.
Yeah.
Beckwith was one of the trustees.
Was that the Marshalls that you lived with?
The Marshalls. Roy Marshall.
Roy Marshall. And their house, was that across from the schoolhouse? Or on the road going down?
It was just, their house was just before you get to the corner, just a step, really, right, almost on it. The schoolhouse just the other side.
So you boarded with them?
I boarded with them.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was a sweet little Irish woman. And he had all girls. Our family, there was Evelyn and Dorothy. Evelyn and Dorothy and Alice, three little girls.
Mm-hmm. Three little girls.
And we had a good time together.
And so now you're living up there, and is that where you met your husband?
I met him while I was there. He wasn't, he was too big to go to school.
So now we're getting to an interesting part of how you met your husband. Where did you meet him?
He had a little sister going to school.
Ah.
And he had an older sister. I met her lots of times with the young people. Used to get invited down to her home, and that was her brother. Raymond was the only boy, and he inherited his father's property, and they lived, after their house burned, they built the new one.
So that's the new house that's there now?
Was it on pretty much the same place? Pretty location?
The same basement.
Oh, it was.
It was.
On the same basement. Do you remember when that house burned?
When their house burned, I was living over on the Beckwith Road. But we bought a piece of land over there.
You and Raymond?
Yeah. And we built Beatrice, his little sister, by that time, grown up pretty well. And she was about ready to start, probably to go in grade 11. her sister by that time, Thelma, had married Gordon McClure. Raymond used to joke about it. He thought that was a real joke. He used to say, yes, my sister. He'd introduce his sister. My sister, she married the Baptist minister, and he said, I couldn't do a thing about it.
He was working for his father.
He worked because the whole place was to be his when he came.
I see.
My mother and I went in. She was with me, and I picked out the furniture that I was going to have in my house. Because we, Raymond and I, had talked about, he would build the house, or get it, it had to be made over. He would do that, and I said, well, if you can do that, then I will provide the furniture. My mother and I went in on it. The reason I remember the night so well, it was Halloween, actually, the night we went in. And so we really had great fun. She was great to go shopping with. Had good ideas, so did I.
Where did you go shopping for your furniture?
We bought it all at the furniture store that was right there by the railway station. They were there for years and years, the furniture store.
And did you buy furniture for the whole house?
Yep. He had the house all repaired and ready before I, so I knew exactly how many rooms I had and size.
That must have been quite a delivery day when they brought all that furniture.
Yes. They had everything but the kitchen stove. We ordered that. They knew what it was going to be like, but it had to come from New Brunswick. I remember the kind of the light green.
Yes.
Most people had white. But it was pretty. That didn't arrive. They left in one of the old-fashioned ones. So that was an experience, too. They had that in one. Two of the neighbors were very kind, and they knew we were going to move in there. They helped cleaning it up. Raymond's mother went over with them, and Mrs. Coleman, the next door.
How long were you in your first house before you moved to the home place?
I had Ross and Carol.
They must have been just babies when you moved then, were they?
Yes, I remember. I think of the things that happened and the things that were said and done. I think I had Carol in my arms as a baby, and Ross was sitting down in the sleigh. We came by the Catholic cemetery that is there.
Oh, the Woodlawn Cemetery?
There used to be a little church there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yeah.
But anyway, we noticed the gate was open. They always like to keep that closed on account of the animals, but that gate is open, and I guess I better get out and shut it. And Ross, he looked up at me and he said, it's all right, Mummy. He said, they can't get out after they're dead, can they? So I never grew up.
What happened to the house that you and Raymond built?
That burned after we were gone a long time, quite a long time.
It seems like there were a lot of houses they burnt. Would that always be most usually because of the poor wood stoves, like
fires?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the stoves that they left in to wait so we could have something to use.
Right.
Was that one of those old ones that had the round oven, like
on top. Oh, on high. Top, like a step stove.
The clean out place under the floor was tear down near the floor.
Yeah.
I never saw anything like that before either.
Katie, do you know, did Raymond's parents, were they born on the mountain or did they?
Yes, his grandmother's place down there at the. Just going into Harvard, but the Turner's Brook. Remember the place where Deacon bought her?
Raymond's grandmother lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And
She was in Ogilvy.
Oh, in Ogilvy.
His grandmother.
And who were Raymond's parents?
Raymond's parents?
Yeah.
Hazen and Gertrude.
Hazen and Gertrude.
Gertrude May.
Gertrude May. So she was in Ogilvy.
Mm-hmm. There was a long walk from the main road down into her house, remember?
To the grandmother's house?
Yeah.
So when you moved over to your parents-in-law's house on Armstrong Road, were they still alive then? Were they still living? Did they live with you?
Oh, wait a minute now. I didn't move over there until after she died, and he was left there alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he wasn't very good.
So did you look after him for a while? He was quite ill, was he?
Yeah. I took care of him just as long as it was safe to. I had my other children then, too.
Yeah.
Your house on Armstrong Road, did you have a farm there?
Mm.
Did you?
Big farm.
Yep.
When Raymond started in, he had 400 acres.
Wow.
But he sold off some of it.
Yeah. What was it like living there then? Were you still teaching after you had your children?
I didn't start teaching again after I had children until they were all in school.
Right. So you brought, was it three children that you had, Katie? Mm-hmm. You had three children?
I had five altogether.
Oh, five?
Oh, you did.
Ross and Carol and Sandra. And then I had another boy, Dean. And also another baby boy, born in the wintertime in January. He got pneumonia. And the doctor, I called the doctor at night when he was really sick. And he said, it was such an awful, just a blizzard of a night. And he said, I'd better not try it tonight. I said, you'll get a break. An aspirin in four sections and give him that much will bring his temperature down. Probably his temperature took up very hot. And he died before morning. That little once a week. And they have been very long. But Dean grew up, and he was killed out west, out British Columbia, he was out there. So anyway, he worked near Kamloops, and he worked in a milling. He was moving a mill for them from one place to another, and he hit a coming down a steep place. The way they described it to me when I called about it. I was out to exhibition when I got this news. I was out to Bridgewater. And I got the news at night. And he had hit a pothole. And they say they're much deeper out there. And you drop into one, and that's what happened. He was moving this thing, and it dropped in the pothole. And upended the front end loader or something like that.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. That's sad, Katie.
Yep. He was 24. Oh, my goodness. He used to write home all the time.
That's really hard.
I missed him a lot.
Yeah. Are we tiring you out?
No. It's not tiring me, but I get annoyed with myself to think things can slip right out of my mind.
You remember a lot.
Well, it takes something quite big, you know, to make me, and I find that I forget a lot of the particulars.
Yeah.
Raymond, he was really working then. His idea was to move pulpwood enough in the 1 year to pay for the piece that he bought for a new home, and he did just that, all in the 1 year. I have a picture somewhere that the long line of pulpwood. I had a picture of it with the, I remember the coat I had on, and I was had my picture taken down there with, I had somebody, Billy Armstrong, little Billy, he's in the picture, I believe.
Whose son was that?
Mm-hmm.
Whose son is Billy?
Billy? I had a sister, Florence, who married George Armstrong, who would be the son of a cousin of Raymond's, who lived on the place at the corner.
Oh, the corner of Armstrong Road?
You know, who just died. Her husband.
Oh, Jim, where Jim and Janet lived.
Jim and Janet.
Yeah.
Jenny and I both felt very badly over that.
Oh, I know.
We felt so sorry for that man and for Jim.
Oh, I know. Terrible loss.
He was a great neighbor.
Yes, it's very messy.
Raymond and I used to go up there and he'd come down to our place.
Yeah.
I remember we were up there on a stretch out on the grass up there in the twilight, watching sunset and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And I had lived there, boarded there.
Oh.
In that house with those I board with those little Marshall children we were talking about.
Yes.
Roy Marshall. And then she was going to have a new baby the next year. I stayed with them two years, I believe, because it was 26 when I came and had to move. She needed my room then, so I had to move, and I moved up there. They had their oldest, they just had a girl and a boy, Bernice and George. And Bernice and I, when I boarded with them, we were just like sisters. We got very attached to each other.
So that was your sister and a cousin of Raymond's who lived in that house, was it?
Their fathers were cousins, Hayes and Armstrong, and Furness's father was Mansfield.
And that's where he lived.
Mansfield Armstrong.
Yeah. So it was Mansfield Armstrong that had that house on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And his son George married
Florence.
Yes.
Florence.